Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I had done one of your surveys on my online, and it said at the end that I had to pay shipping and handling. So I used my credit card and paid shipping and handling. And now today, I find that there's another charge on my card for the free gift I was supposed to get.
Okay, ma'am. I don't have an account pulled up for you yet. So if you will, please provide me with your zip code and I'll be able to pull up that account to let you know what's going on.
Okay, my zip code is 173-17036.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Janet Hughes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, so I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
Can I do what?
Verify the mailing address.
Don't you have all that already?
Yes,
I
ma'am.
don't, I'm upset because I gave you my card information and then you just went and charged something else on it.
Okay, ma'am. So, well, we are a third-party call center and we service online vendors. So we did not, we don't have any control of the websites or the products that they have. We just do customer service for them.
This was UPS.
Okay, ma'am. So again, we aren't UPS. We're just a call center who service their online campaigns. And
So are
so,
you going to be able to do anything?
yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 262 Dogwood Drive, Hummelstown, PA.
Yes, ma'am. And so again, it says here that on March 1st, you ordered that pulse oximeter. It says here that product got shipped out on March 2nd. You paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95. Give me
Right.
1 second. Did you receive that
And
product yet, ma'am?
I did not receive it yet, but today on my phone, I have it set up. I seen that they charged me for the item that I got, and they shouldn't have. I called
Okay,
the
ma'am.
credit card company and it's in line, but it did not get pulled yet. That's
Yes.
why she gave me this number to call.
Yes, ma'am. So, I can cancel this account for you, but the reason you were charged that amount, excuse me, it was actually in their terms and conditions before placing that order. It may have been at the very bottom of the page, so I understand if you probably did not read it. But it stated that if this account was not canceled within 48 hours, then you will be enrolled into their online gadget store. And with their membership, you will be rewarded a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled. And it says here that they email their customers regarding that account.
Terrific. I hate these companies. Well, I can call back to the credit card company and they'll dispute it.
Well, again,
And they
like
won't
you
get their
stated,
money anyway.
that since that charge is pending, when I cancel this account, those charges should not come off. But if they so happen to do, ma'am, you can just give us a call back and we'll get you that refund for you.
Fine, I didn't get it yet. Cancel it. I'm not interested.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I got this account canceled for you.
Okay, thank you.
Would you
And I
like
have all
that?
the numbers here. What's that?
Would you like that cancellation number, ma'am?
If I could.
Yes, ma'am. That number is C, as in cat, 259
Okay. 259-180
799.
799, and that's a cancellation.
Yes, ma'am. Confirming that this account has been canceled and that is effective immediately.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.